Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, John Castaneau. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Engel. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Fahey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. One out. John Castaneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castaneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castaneau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castaneau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fahey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball four. Lemon moves to second. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon moves to third. Brookins moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a pop-up towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker is called out on strikes. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Engel strikes out. 1 out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox fires to first and picks off Brunansky. 2 outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fahey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Fahey reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Engel for a passed ball. Fahey moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker is called out on strikes. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. Fahey scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Twins, 1, Tigers, 1. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Julio Gonzalez now playing shortstop. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. 1 out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Engel settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Engel. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Leach moves to third. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fahey is walked intentionally. Julio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to home to get Leach. Brookins moves to third. Fahey moves to second. Two outs. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Fahey scores. Gonzalez moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Kirk Gibson. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Enos Cabell pinch hits for Rick Leach. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Fahey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Brookins moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Ken Schroem now pitching. Julio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Len Whitehouse now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 3 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.